Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by the one and only Aaron Jackson, who's going to help reopen the DC Improv for live shows next week. I believe it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Now, where exactly did you grow up?
I grew up in New Jersey, but I went to Howard and was living in DC when I started comedy.
Gotcha. So that's the DC connection. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're at Howard amongst all those other genius creatives, because I feel like everybody comes from Howard. I mean, Chadwick Boseman, everybody. How did you actually get into comedy? Like, where were the first few clubs you played around here?
Wow. Well, I actually took the very first class they had at the DC Improv. It was just a one-day seminar. They didn't have like a comedy school yet. But yeah, I did that kind of like on a dare from my boyfriend. And that wasn't the first club I worked for a weekend, but it became my home club. The very first club I worked in the area was actually the Baltimore Improv, which was pretty short lived. But then I found a home at the DC Improv and started working there all the way from when I was an MC to when I was a headliner. And so, yeah, their family there. I'm so excited to for them to ask me, and then to just it feels like an honor to kind of reopen the club. I'm so excited for them to be back.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, speak to that a little bit. I mean, how crazy has it been, not, you know, this past year, not having many places to play? Like, have you been doing any tours, or have you sort of been sidelined for a year?
No, basically been sidelined for a year. I did tape a special during this time, which is kind of weird, but it just happened. So yeah, it's hard. You get rusty really quickly. You know, you realize I work usually every night, and, you know, three or four times a night I'm getting up, and then nothing, you know, cold turkey. And, you know, definitely I was being responsible. So the shows that I was doing were, if you can call them shows, I mean, they're shows, but I was doing them like on Zoom. And yeah, just not the same. So it's been a hard year to just be away from something as like electrifying as comedy and being on stage.
Oh yeah. And it's going to be, I mean, I'm with you. I haven't really gone and done anything for like a year. I've been doing Zoom interviews like this, reporter with nothing to cover, but there has been some virtual stuff, but I feel like we're about to enter into another bizarre phase where, you know, things are slowly opening. But for instance, mm-hmm. you can only have, I think there's like a maximum of 50 people that can be at the Improv. So
right.
your stuff, I think Thursday and Saturday are already sold out. And so far, but there's still tickets for Friday, I believe. But, yeah, it's going to be crazy. But I'm reading here on the website that everyone that comes on Thursday for the big grand reopening is going to get a souvenir DC Improv mask and pint glasses. So there you go.
I wonder if I get one. I hope I got one. I want a souvenir.
They better save them for the actual, you know, headliners.
I mean, let me say this, Jason. You know, you feel kind of famous during quarantine. It's a nice feeling because you sell out everywhere. You're just like, you know what? I am a draw at 33% capacity.
That's true.
People will not fill that room for me. I'm excited. Yeah.
That's awesome. What sort of, you know, I don't want you to burn through any of your best jokes or anything, but let's say, what sort of topics do you get into? You know, what are some of the themes in this routine?
Well, I'm still working it out, because I haven't had a lot of time to work it out. So guys, you're coming to the first comedy show. It's going to be fun. We've got some other great comics on the bill, but you know, we're all feeling it out. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit, obviously, about the past year, because we can't ignore the fact that you've got on masks and there's only 50 of you. So we've got to address it, but I don't want to, you know, beat people over the head with COVID. We all know, we've been there. And now is a time to kind of start coming out of that. So we'll talk about just life stuff I've observed over the past year, you know, the kind of things that I'm looking for in a partner. Because now I feel like, Jason, I have to look at every potential partner as someone I might have to be quarantined with. And it's a different set. It's a different set of qualities you're looking for. And you know, sometimes they're very disparate, right? It's like, you know, I need a guy who's handy, who can give me pedicures and do my hair. Like, I need all of these things in one man, and it's going to be a challenge to find.
Oh yeah, I mean, my wife and I have gotten to know each other in all bunch of different ways, being in here for a year. And but I don't know if you're going to be able to. I don't know if you're going to find someone that can be handy and do pedicures. And good luck. But
look, he's out there. I know he's out there
for sure. Let's talk about some of your career highlights. Because I know a lot of our listeners probably saw you on, gosh, Last Comic Standing and the Ellen Show. Like, what? How did you get those early breaks? You know, you mentioned you were playing sort of the DC Improv and some of the stuff around here when you were at Howard. But what brought you to the, you know, how did you actually, you know, fill in the gap for me to how you actually got on those TV gigs?
Well, gosh, the first thing I think I ever taped was Last Comic Standing. That was about 13 years ago now. I actually had the producer of Last Comic Standing, who is a great friend now. She used to be a stand-up comic, and I actually met her when I opened for her at the DC Improv. And I just stayed in touch over the years. And she's a really fierce advocate of women comics. And, you know, over the years we stayed in touch, and she was a producer as well. So she would think of me for projects, and it kind of just came about like that on a, would you like to do Last Comic Standing? And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I wasn't ready at all to do it. It was pretty early in my career, but it was, it was a great opportunity. And then the Ellen Show saw me on Last Comic. I clearly didn't win, but she liked what I did and then invited me onto her show. So it was kind of like a surreal year back in 08 to, you know, be on Last Comic Standing as your first TV show. I actually taped something for Comedy Central that year too. And then that fall I'm on Ellen with my favorite. I'm like, what? I still have a day job. Like, I was still coming back and working at a newspaper in DC, and Ellen was like, you still have a job? I'm like, yeah, I definitely do. I need money.
Wait, what newspaper?
Well, it was a trade paper. It was the Chronicle of Higher Education and Chronicle of Philanthropy.
Oh, cool.
Which are higher education and philanthropy papers. Yeah. Yeah. So I worked over there for quite a few years, loved it. You know, I probably would still be, well, I don't know if I would still be working there because it's a newspaper, but
they've all gone online.
Yeah, no. And I worked in online marketing. So it was a great, you know, it was a great position to have, but I loved it. And only comedy pulled me away from that company.
Wow. That's great. So wait, where are you based now? Are you based in LA?
No, I'm in New Jersey, right outside New York City. Jersey.
Gotcha. Okay. Where you are originally from.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Awesome. Well, we mentioned Last Comic Standing, mentioned Ellen. You said you had your other Comedy Central thing. I know most recently you were on Netflix on They Ready with Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
How big of a treat was that? I mean, she has zero, you know, blanks to give. I feel like that's her secret. It's just like, she feels just so authentically
herself.
Yes.
Like, and she's been successful that way. And it's amazing, you know, for her to share her platform with me. We had no prior relationship. She just knew my comedy, was a fan, and gave me this huge platform, which is just, it's kind of like, who does that? But I'm so grateful. It got, you know, definitely gave me something to prepare for and look forward to during that, you know, awful year. And then at the beginning of this year, something to be really proud about. And it's a dream come true. You never think, oh, global pandemic, and I'm going to get the biggest opportunity in my career. And, you know, it's a little stressful prepping for stuff again when you don't have stage time, but, you know, you kind of like, you have to figure it out. So it was amazing. And definitely a highlight to a not so great year.
That's awesome. Well, you know, hopefully this will be another highlight after a not so great year. How cool is it that, I mean, helping reopen the DC Improv. I mean, you're going to be the first one where they reopen for live shows. It's kind of like a full circle moment for you, since that's where you started back in the college days. So how cool is it that it's sort of coming full circle?
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. When they ask me, I'm like, are you sure? There's not someone else you want to ask, but you know, it's an honor. And I'm like, whatever you guys need me to do, you know, I'm there for it. I had a date, you know, that I was coming when that got canceled last year, mm-hmm. which would have been my first time back in a while. And so I'm really, you know, not only did they honor it, but they stepped it up a notch and gave me this opportunity. So I'm so excited, you know, going to get together. We're going to put on a really great show. So if you get opportunity to get those Friday tickets, do it, do it. It's going to be fun. We've got some really, you know, Lafayette Wright and Paris Sachet also on the show, two of my favorites, and they're local to DC. So it's going to be a fun weekend.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. And that's an honor that they chose you to reopen things up. And I know it's selling out fast. So we'll get this up as soon as we can. And hopefully people can maybe sell out the whole thing at those 50 seat maximums, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully you get your souvenir mask and your pint glass. We'll push for that.
I feel like I'd know a guy. So
I think so. All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us. This was a blast. And, you know, best of luck at the show. And thanks for getting live comedy back going here.
Yes. Thanks so much, Jason.